We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Haven't had the chance to talk to him for a while, but they're in the midst of another very, very good season. San Jose Sharks head coach Peter DeBoer with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, coach. Happy holidays. How are you?
Happy holidays to you guys. It sounds like you're in a much better Christmas environment than I am. We're at the rink here, and there's nothing but energy bars and shakes. So it's I wouldn't mind a few cookies sprayed around here a little bit.
I will say this. I'm
Coach,
sure
I'll share with you.
Your organization is a bit more buttoned up than what's happening in here right now to talk about a holiday show. Let's start with that. What is it about you guys the last two seasons and the month of December? Last year it was December 15th that you found another gear. This year, the start was better than last season's, but now all of a sudden, 7 of the last 10 have been winners, on top of the division, playing some very good hockey. How is it that the team seems to find its stride at the same point each year?
Yeah, you know what? It's a great question. You know, obviously, every coach goes into the season wanting to get off to a quick start, and you know, that was our goal this year, and we obviously got a better start than we got last year, but it wasn't the start that we wanted. I think we have a veteran group, and I think they kind of work their way into it. They recognize as the season goes on that the games get more important. Everybody ramps things up a little bit. And the nice thing we have some Hall of Fame players and some great veterans that have the ability to take their game to another level when it becomes important. And they understand that this is starting to get to the important part of the season.
And with those veterans, I mean, 82 games is a lot for a younger player, but when you've got older players who may need rest, how do you approach that as the season goes on and maybe approaching this? Hockey tough guys don't like to take time off, but you want them fresh for the playoffs. How do you balance that idea out?
Well, that's the big thing that we've really tried to work on here since I got here. Hockey players are creatures of habit. They get used to skating every day. They get used to that feeling every day, and they think they need that in order to get to the game. And every time you put your equipment on and step on the ice, you're using energy that, you know, you're not going to have the next night when you suit up for the game. So I think we really tried to sell them from day one on getting to the games as energized as possible. You know, a lot of these guys aren't 20, 22 years old anymore. We've really tried to roll four lines here. And, you know, in order to do that, you have to have depth. We've used our American League guys. We've got great depth up here, and that's taken a little bit of the onus off the key guys as far as minutes go. And, you know, the formula seems to be working. You know, Joe Thornton, Patrick Marleau, 37 years old, they're playing like they're 25 or 30 still, and they look like they got a lot of gas in the tank still.
Coach, we can talk about getting healthy and getting guys out there and getting depth on the line. Any update on Thomas Hurdle? When will he come back? When can you see him return?
I see him every day here in the gym. The good news is he's gone from, you know, having a brace on his knee and being immobile to, you know, he's in the gym now and he's riding a bike and he's doing full motion movement with it. So he's getting close. You know, I would still say he's weeks away as opposed to days, but definite progress. And he's a big piece for us. He's a 6'2", 220-pound center that plays in all situations. And I like how we've handled his absence, but at the same time, he's going to be a real welcome guy to get back in the lineup here.
Sharks head coach Peter DeBoer with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Right around the corner from a date with the Edmonton Oilers, who, you know what? After about 35 years of having the number one overall pick, they're finally starting to play a little hockey up there. Team seems to be clicking. They're right behind you in the standings. Connor McDavid, the youngster, the captain of the team, he looks like he's rounding into form the way you would expect a player with that much hype to eventually acquiesce to. What do you see in Connor McDavid? Whose game does he remind you of?
Well, let me tell you this. You know, the hype is warranted, and as advertised, if you're a hockey fan, or even if you're not a hockey fan, this is one of those special players that people pay to watch. You come to a game, he immediately jumps out at you. He brings you to the edge of your seat. I think he's going to be a generational player before he's done. So he's a real special talent. We're obviously, anybody you're game planning around trying to shut down and he's 19 years old, it's something special. So I don't know who to compare him to in another sport, but he's a version of Michael Jordan in basketball or somebody like that. I really believe he's that good.
Speaking of young talent, you guys aren't too far behind. Timo Meier just came up the other day, and I mean, boom, just like that, he scored. So is he going to score on every shot he takes? How should we approach this if we're Sharks fans?
You know what? The Sharks fans should be real excited about this guy. We took him 9th overall. He's a great kid. He's a great blend of power and speed, skill and physicality. He finishes hits. He goes to the tough areas of the rink. He also has a nice finesse part to his game. He's going to be a really good pro for a long time and the kind of guy you win with. And we're excited to have him. He stepped in here really seamlessly. And, I think every day we're around him and the players are around him, they get an appreciation for this guy's upside and, how good he's going to be.
Coach, you look around the league and you talk about Tampa Bay, a team that played the playoffs, losing their center. How big of a blow is that, or is this still a team that still is going to be a threat?
Well, that's a great question. You know, Tampa's a real good example. Last year, we lost Logan Couture, and basically what happened to us was what's happening to Tampa. You spin your wheels. We hovered around 500, and then we found a way to put it back together when he got back and went on that run in the second half. I think we learned from that Logan Couture episode last year with Hurdle, and we wanted to make sure that didn't happen again this year, and I think there's been a real attention to detail to make sure we don't fall off with that injury. And I think that's what's happened with Tampa. You take a guy like Stamkos out of their lineup, and you see they're right now, I think they're out of a playoff spot. So I give our guys credit. We were in the same spot with Hurdle, and guys found a way to make sure that we've stayed in it here.
Coach, which camp are you in when it comes to the movie Die Hard? It is or is not a Christmas movie? This is no laughing matter, Coach.
Serious business, Coach.
You know what? I would say not a Christmas movie, although I saw I went to the movies last night, actually, and I saw this new movie, Manchester Bay or Manchester City? Definitely not a Christmas movie. I don't know if any of you guys have seen it, but... Not on the Christmas movie recommendation list.
No, I actually haven't seen that. And I know Christmas Day, Sunday, Boxing Day is Monday. How do you balance the two when you're, Canadian in an American situation? What's the celebration structure like for the team, et cetera?
Well, it's funny. We've got a handful of Canadians, but we're obviously multicultural in our dressing room. You throw around the word Boxing Day and three-quarters of the team doesn't even know what that is, so I give you credit for throwing
and three-quarters of our show doesn't know what that is here, Coach.
I'm not even sure. I grew up in Canada. I'm not even sure exactly what it is, but we got a lot of great traditions in our room, obviously, with the different cultures, and we went for a Swedish Christmas dinner the other night with the coaches and a bunch of the Swedish players, and I can tell you, I miss turkey when you're eating herring and things like that for Christmas. So.
Hey, Coach, so I'd be remiss if I didn't mention his name, Jágr. What has he meant to the league? And you see a guy at 44 years old, be 45 this year, almost my age damn near, and still able to score and put the puck to the goal. What has he meant to this league, and what kind of player has he been?
Yeah, you know what? I had the pleasure of coaching him in New Jersey in my last stop for 2 years, and he was 41 at the time, and everyone thought that the end was near. And you watch this guy; the way he comes to the rink and trains, he's a monster of a man. He's a freak as far as his athleticism and the way he takes care of himself. He was quoted today as saying he wants to play till he's 50, and I don't put it past him. He's that type of player, and when you're talking about his name, I think 20 years from now, you're going to mention him with the top probably five guys of all time. He's that good, and what he's doing is that amazing when you look around at the different sports and how physical a game it is and how fast a game it is that he's still doing what he's doing. It's incredible.
Sharks head coach Peter DeBoer with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Okay, Coach, we need your expert opinion here. We're going to play you two goal calls that happened recently against the Leafs regarding Joe Pavelski. One will be the great Dan Ruzanowski. The other will be one of our co-workers here, Daryl the Guru Johnson. You will have to weigh in on which one is better. We are going to start right now with Dan Ruzanowski. Please play.
Off the draw, Marto to Burns. The shot tipped by Pavelski. He scores! Just like that, Joe Pavelski ties the game 2-2 with a power play goal from the heavens.
Okay, that was Dan Ruzanowski. Here is the Guru.
Pavelski, left side to Thornton, back to Pavelski.
Score! God, it sounds even worse when I hear it for like the fifth time. I don't want to be biased here, Coach. Is it Ruzanowski or is Guru going to usurp his position?
Let's leave it at the Guru's got a little bit of work to do, but he's closing the gap.
That's why you're a great motivator, Coach. You won't just crap all over a bad player. We appreciate your time. Coach Peter DeBoer for the San Jose Sharks, have a great holiday season. Good luck against Edmonton. Hopefully we can catch up again soon.
You too, guys. Thanks.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.